Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled The Christian First Aid Kit was recorded at our 2010 Fort Worth Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
You know, I had a man come up tonight and tell me that he had cancer throughout his entire body and metastasized, and he had cancer from head to toe. But the man wasn't whining, he wasn't complaining, and he says, I know that by his stripes I'm healed, and I came here to receive the knowledge that I need to be able to unleash and release the power of God that's in me. Would you help me? Now, I like that attitude. I like that. He's saying, here's what the Word says. I don't see it in my body and I don't understand. Would you help me to receive and stuff? But he didn't come and just say, oh, the Bible says, yeah, I'm healed, but I'm not healed. Here's a doctor's report that proves that I'm not healed. And this is how most people respond. Most people exalt their own wisdom, their own feeling, their situation, their assessment of the situation over the Word of God. Jesus is saying, you know where I'm going. And you know the way. They said, we don't know where you're going. And Jesus said unto them, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. They knew Jesus, but they didn't know that Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life. They didn't fully appreciate who Jesus was. Likewise, the Lord has told us that we are overcomers, that we have all of these things and we see what the Word says. Most of us know what the Word says, but we don't know it. We don't have a full revelation and we're exalting our own understanding. And because of it, we aren't receiving the benefit of what the Word has to do in our life. One of the things you have to do in a crisis situation is resist this temptation to let circumstances tell you something and be more real to you than what God's Word has to say. God's Word says He supplied all of your needs. Here's your bank account that's at zero. They just repossessed your car. Your house is, you've lost your house. You've lost your job and all of these physical things in the natural. Are you going to let the natural dominate you, or are you going to stand on the fact that God says you have these things? And some people think, well, it's either one or the other. You can't have both. Yes, you can. The truth is that you have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And that is true even if in the natural realm you're in the poverty house. Amen. If you're in the poor house. If your body is hurting, the truth is that you have already been healed. Man, I wished I had about 2 or 3 days to explain that one. Some people think, well, You aren't dealing in reality. Reality is, I don't care what the Word says, my body hurts. No, reality is that in the spirit realm, you have the same power that raised Christ from the dead. Now, you aren't only spirit. You also have a physical body, and therefore, you need to get it out of the spirit and into the physical realm. But I'm saying both can be true at the same time. Every person in here, if you've been born again and baptized in the Holy Spirit, you have the same power on the inside of you that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Ephesians 1, 18 and 19. You already have it. It's not out there someplace and you've got to pray it down. It's already on the inside of you. You already have it. It doesn't come and go. It's there constantly. Your spirit is perfect. It never fluctuates. You always have, according to Galatians 5, 22 and 23, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. It's always there in your spirit. You're never depressed. You're never discouraged. Your spirit is jumping up and down right now and praising God for the truths that I'm saying. Your spirit is always in the presence of God. But the problem is we aren't always in the spirit. We get to moving by what we feel and we listen and our mind takes control. But the truth is in the spirit you are everything. You have everything that God says you have. It's there, but you also have a physical body. You're three parts and you get your spirit and your mind in agreement. That's two against one. Your physical body will go to experiencing the power of God. It's a simple fact. But if you get your mind over here to where it's dominated, but here's what the doctor says. My body hurts and I just can't help it. I'm just trying to be real. No, you're just being carnal. The truth is that in your spirit, you still have the life of God. If you're dying of cancer, inches from your cancer is the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. But in a sense, it's a world apart because it's in the spiritual world and this cancer is in the physical world. How do you get it from the spiritual into the physical? It's got to pass through your mind, through your soul. And if you let your mind be dominated by what you see, taste, hear, smell, and feel, it's just like turning a valve. You can shut off the flow of the supernatural power of God so that not a drop comes out this end. And this is what's happening. We get to where we exalt our own feelings. We go by what we see. And yet God's word says, he says, you know where I'm going. You know the way. And we just sit there and say, nope, that's not true. We don't know. The Bible says, by his stripes you're healed. No, I'm not healed. Here's a doctor's report. Prove I'm not healed. Which are you going to believe? Thomas would have been smart to say, God, I believe you. Would you please explain to me? Matter of fact, later in this chapter, you find out that he was saying some other things like this. And finally, they said, Lord, how is it that you're going to reveal yourself to us and not reveal it to the world? They didn't say, all right, we don't believe you. No, they said, he said, I will come and manifest myself unto you and the world won't be able to receive, but you will receive. They didn't understand. And they said, how is it? Explain it to us. And Jesus, there was no rebuke this time. He just explained it. The Lord understands that we don't always grasp everything. And so it's okay to say, Father, I believe that by his stripes I'm healed. But would you help me to get it from the spiritual into the physical? Would you explain? Would you teach me what I need to know? That's fine. But there are people that I've come up before and said, by the stripes of Jesus, you're healed. And they said, nope, that's not me. I'm not healed. And they know what the word says, but it doesn't matter. They don't care what the word says. It's what they feel. That's more real to them than what God's word says. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching good. I know some of you are struggling and saying, man, you can't live that way. Yes, you can. You can walk by faith and not by sight. And so he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. They knew Jesus, but they didn't know really who Jesus was. They didn't realize he was their answer. They didn't understand he was the way to the Father. They were just so carnal, they weren't even getting these things. You know, I encourage you to please get some of these materials out here. I got so much I'd love to tell you. I'd love to give you everything I know in one night, but I just can't do it. But man, I've got some teaching out there about how you walk by faith and not by sight that would fit perfectly right here. But that's another hour and a half sermon. But that's awesome. And then look at this in verse 7. He says, if you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. And this time Philip says unto him, Lord, show us the Father and it'll satisfy us. He just said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And Philip says, oh, Lord, show us the Father and we'll be satisfied. You wonder why they're called disciples? Man, how dumb can you get and still breathe? He just said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And Philip says, oh, show us the Father and we'll be satisfied. Man. Unless we could be too hard on these disciples, you know what? We'd do the same thing. God says, by my stripes you're healed. And you say, oh God, please heal me. You know, if God could be confused, I believe God would be confused. I believe Jesus would look over and say, didn't I write that someplace in the Bible that by my stripes you were healed? Didn't I say that? Didn't I tell them? It's amazing. God says we're healed. God says we're blessed. God said we can do all things. God said no weapon formed against us will prosper. God said we are above only and not beneath, the head and not the tail. Anything you set your hand unto will prosper. You're blessed coming in. You're blessed going out. You'll be so prosperous you won't have to borrow. You'll lend unto many nations, but you'll never borrow. We've got all of these things said. And people say, oh, that's not true of me. I don't have this. I'm sick. I'm poor. Nothing's working for me. And we just sit there and counter it. That's exactly what Philip did. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Lord, show us the Father, and we'll be satisfied. Here's another thing to think about. He says, we will be satisfied if you'll show us the Father. So what he's saying is, Jesus, I'm not satisfied with you. But if I could see the Father, if I could see the heavens open up, if I could see some majestic manifestation of God's power, then I'd be satisfied. But I'm not satisfied with you. That's a strong statement. And you know what? When people have the word that says, by his stripes you're healed, and you say, well, I'm not satisfied with that. I've got to have the doctor confirm it. I've got to have this happen. I've got to have a goosebump. I want an angel to come and tell me that I'm healed. I have to have three prophecies. I've got to have two dogs walk and then one cat move the other direction. And if these things happen, then that's a confirmation that God has healed me. It's just like a slap in the face of Jesus. It's just like saying the word isn't enough. But if I could have this happen, if you will have Andrew Womack prophesy to me and say, in the name of Jesus, you're healed, then I'll believe that. The word's not enough. But if I could have something happen over here. You know, most of us wouldn't ever say those things, but really this is what it amounts to. I'm sure that Philip didn't sit here and think, Jesus, I'm not satisfied with you. But that's exactly what he was saying. I'm not satisfied with what I see in you, but if you could show us the Father, if we could see God the Father standing on the throne or something in heaven, then we'd be satisfied. But I'm not satisfied with you. We need to think about that. God has given us this word. Jesus is the word. Jesus has given us these exceeding great and precious promises that by these we might be a partaker of the divine nature of God, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled The Christian First Aid Kit. This 6-part series was recorded at our 2010 Fort Worth Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1070C for CD or R3213D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RSK19C when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to become a partner with Andrew Womack Ministries to help support this radio program and all of the other outreaches. You know, you could visit our website and learn a lot more about what's happening, but this ministry is impacting the world. There is much more than just this radio broadcast. We have a television program that reaches 2.2 billion people potential around the world. 15 Bible colleges. There's a lot of things happening, but you know, it takes a lot of money, especially when we give our materials away to those people who are in need. So if you've been blessed by this ministry and if you'd like to see it continue and be a blessing to someone else, please pray about partnership and then call us at 719-635-1111 and say you'd like to become a partner.